Well, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross country ratings out for this week. Let's take a look at some of those local runners who are rated. In Class 1A girls, Kate Crawford, a sophomore from ACGC, is top rated in Class 1A. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley rated 8th. Emma Lucas of Bedford is 14th. Emma Swanson of ACGC is 15th. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills ranked 17th. Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia 24th, while Alexis Post of Riverside ranked 30th in 1A. On the boys' side of Class 1A, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer ranked 2nd in the state. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK is 5th rated. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley is 6th rated. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley is 10th ranked. Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is 18th rated. Noah Nelson of ACGC is 21st, while Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley rated 29th this week. In Class 2A on the girls' side, Carly Larson of Underwood rated 3rd, with Chloe DeVries of Red Oak 14th. Alexa McCunn of Red Oak is 16th. Carly Manrose of Shenandoah Essex ranked 26th. In 2A boys, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa ranked 24th. Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley is ranked 25th. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley ranked 30th this week. In Class 3A on the girls' side, Reagan Anderson of Denison rated 4th. Ellie Mendlick of Denison is 17th, while Brielle Baker of Creston rated 30th. In 3A boys, Parson Covington of Glenwood is in the 29th position in this week's cross-country rankings. Iowa sophomore tight end Noah Fant says it didn't take him long to discover just how important the rivalry with Iowa State is. Fant says he did not follow the series at all while he was growing up in Omaha.
I didn't grow up in Iowa, so I wasn't acclimated to the big rivalry and stuff. But as soon as I stepped on campus, I realized that it's a huge game this week. So, I take it as such. We're our team is, we know it's a big week, and we know that we have to focus and really work hard and improve.
Fant caught 2 touchdown passes in last week's win over Wyoming, and he says it was the lead-up to last year's game against Iowa State that showed him how big the rivalry is.
We actually got into game week. I truly understood, like, this is real. Like, this is big. So, and with having that experience going into this year, I realized, that, okay, I have a year under my belt and a year to know what it takes, and I'm looking forward to it.
Iowa's defense did not allow the Wyoming offense to reach the end zone, but they'll face a more difficult challenge against an experienced Cyclone offense.
Yeah, really good running back. And then they got some really nice wide receivers, too. So, they're tall, they're athletic. They'll be able to move around well. So, be able to stay in coverage and also be able to fill the gaps up front.
That's Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell, who says the Hawkeyes will need to stay disciplined against an Iowa State offense that will look to stretch them from sideline to sideline.
Yeah, just play sound defense. Be able to do your job and focus on your keys only. So not try to do anybody else's job. Stay at home if you need to stay at home at a backside run or anything like that. So just really doing your own job and not trying to do anybody else's.
We'll have that game for you Saturday live here on the radio. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff from Ames. We're on the air with the pregame at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Well, number 22 Florida will be without freshman receiver James Robinson indefinitely because of a heart issue. Coach Jim McElwain made the announcement Wednesday after practice, saying something showed up in Robinson's echocardiogram. McElwain added that Robinson will see heart specialists and will take every precaution to help him as he moves forward. The 6'4" Robinson was suspended for the season opener against Michigan following an August 21st marijuana possession citation. He also was cited for marijuana possession during his official visit to Ohio State in January. McElwain took a chance by signing Robinson, who was considered one of the top 15 receivers coming out of Lakeland High School. Well, the NFL says the Miami Dolphins season opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be postponed until November 19th because of Hurricane Irma. That game can be moved to week 11 because that had been a bye week for both teams. NFL officials announced earlier that the game would not be played in Miami this week and then decided against moving it to a neutral site. Both teams had said switching the game to November 19th was less than ideal because it means playing the entire season without a break. Well, the NFL and the Players Union have found no evidence of deviation by New England's medical staff from the league's concussion protocol regarding Tom Brady last season. League spokesman Brian McCarthy said in a statement Wednesday that Brady released his medical records for review as part of the process. McCarthy said the review also identified no evidence that Brady sustained a concussion or reported signs or symptoms consistent with one in 2016. Ezekiel Elliott has practiced fully for the first time since leaving the Dallas Cowboys for a lengthy and ultimately unsuccessful appeal of his 6-game suspension over a domestic violence case. The star running back will play in the home opener against the New York Giants on Sunday night, essentially because of the timing of arbitrator Harold Henderson's decision. Henderson backed the NFL process that concluded Elliott used physical force last summer. We have football tonight for you here on KJAN as we open up the NFL season for 2017 in Foxborough. The Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will face the Kansas City Chiefs tonight in the season opener, and we'll have it for you live as they kick off the new season. 6 o'clock pregame, and just after 7 o'clock is the opening kickoff tonight. That's Chiefs and the Patriots live tonight here on KJAN. In Major League Baseball action last night, rookie Jack Flaherty tossed 5 innings of one-run ball to lead the St. Louis Cardinals past the San Diego Padres 3-1. Stephen Piscotty hit a 2-run homer for the Cards, who have won 4 straight games. Reliever Ryan Sheriff got the win, and Tyler Lyons picked up the save. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati finished off a sweep of Milwaukee 7-1. Chicago beat Pittsburgh 1-0. New York over Philadelphia in 6 innings, 6-3. Washington beat Miami 8-1. San Francisco 11-3 over Colorado. Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 3-1. Salvador Perez homered twice last night as the Kansas City Royals routed the Detroit Tigers 13-2. Whit Merrifield added 3 doubles and 3 RBIs for the Royals. Jason Hamill got the win after allowing just 2 runs over 6 innings. In other American League play, Minnesota beat Tampa Bay 10-6. Oakland over the LA Angels 3-1. Boston beat Toronto 6-1. Cleveland over Chicago 5-1. Houston beat Seattle 5-3. New York at Baltimore was postponed. In interleague play, Texas and Atlanta split a doubleheader, with the Rangers winning 12-8 in the opener. Braves took the nightcap 5-4. Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia says he doesn't think he did anything wrong when he tried to steal signs from the New York Yankees. The 34-year-old Pedroia said Wednesday that he's been doing that in baseball since junior high school. Pedroia and several teammates were accused of using an Apple Watch to relay signals of opposing catchers. Baseball has no rules against stealing signs, but doesn't allow the use of technology. On Tuesday, the New York Times reported that the AL East leading Red Sox admitted to Major League Baseball that they used the watch to relay the signals to Boston players. The allegations were levied by the Yankees to MLB. Pedroia says players know that stealing signs is part of the game and doesn't understand why there's been such a fuss. The St. Louis Cardinals have acquired right-handed reliever Juan Nicasio from Philadelphia in exchange for minor league infielder Eliezer Alvarez. The 31-year-old Nicasio had joined the Phillies last week on a waiver claim from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's 3-5 with a 2.79 ERA in a National League leading 67 games this season. Nicasio is a free agent at the end of the season, and he would not be eligible for postseason play. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.